We're living in some strange times.
And he's dumb.
Everyone is so sensitive and upset about everything. We are a country of people that are just... Everyone is a bit fucking annoying. Let me just say that, okay? Everyone has an opinion that don't fucking need one. Okay? So, everybody take a chill pill, and the chances are everyone tweeting out all the shit that has them triggered and offended and just all this shit. Just stop. It's all so stupid. Why are you so stupid? We are living in the divided states of pussification. I'm Dipshit Dow, this Daily Dumbass. This episode's going to be called The Divided States of Pussification. So, I'm 30. You know, officially in my 30s. I'm male. Mostly white. So, as senses roll in, I could very well be the Antichrist. Who knows? But what I'm about to say, some of you may agree with, and those who disagree, just fuck off and change station, change channel. But I grew up watching Hulk Hogan and the NWO just fucking dudes up. And after Hulk Hogan and the NWO would knock these dudes out, they would then rip their shirt off of them and spray paint NWO on their back. And this was the more tamed of the wrestling that I would watch on Monday nights when the Monday Night Wars were going on. And WCW, it was good. It was all right. But WWF, that's where they leaned into some of the shit. The Undertaker and his brother Kane, each year, they had a match where they would bury someone alive. And I understand they're not real brothers. I understand, you know, it's wrestling, whatever. I'm just saying, the pussification has gone too far. Undertaker and Kane used to try and bury each other or burn each other alive, put each other in a casket once a year. The biggest Hollywood star today, the biggest actor today in all of Hollywood, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, is now the most electrifying man in fucking general. The Rock has the most followers, and everyone knows who the hell The Rock is. I would love it if The Rock ran for president. I would vote for The Rock to lay the smack down on all the other countries' Rudy Poo candy asses. Thing of it is, it would also be great for whoever was running against him to try and be like, bring up all that past shit. You remember when he sang a song about pie? And The Rock just like raises his eyebrow and be like, you talking about the cherry pie? You talking about apple pie? And the person running against him like, no, we're talking about, we believe you called it Poo-Tang pie. And The Rock would just do his smoldering intensity stare, and they would forget about it. He was honestly the best heel that wrestling's ever had. He went from being loved to hated to being loved, and all over the place. Just would not give a fuck and would layeth the smacketh down on any ugly hermaphrodite. The Rock, yeah. It's all shit that he would used to say. I used to think it was normal to show up at work either in a beer truck, or it was normal just to drink a beer at work. That's the mentality I grew up with. I would going to bed at Monday and turn it to channel 38 and be watching WWF Raw. Raw is war! And Stone Cold would be sitting there, and if someone didn't like him, he'd give him a beer and then, like, want to toast them and be like, oh, we're going to settle this, blah, 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 blah. And he'd give them a beer, and then he'd smack that shit really hard, and he would then put the middle finger in their face as they were drinking the beer. He'd kick them in the gut, and he'd give them a stunner. And then he'd get up in their face and talk all types of shit, walking out of the ring, just flipping the bird. And I just thought that's how you treated your boss. I thought that's how you showed your boss respect. Apparently, that's not how it goes. But, man, me and a group of friends, we would used to just, like, talk about wrestling all the time and act that shit out at school. And then, like, whenever the yard duty teacher would come up and tell us that we couldn't do that, we'd be like, oh, it's all good. We're all good. And then as she's walking away, we would give them the old DX salute of suck it, and life was great. So, you know, at nighttime on Mondays, I'd watch Channel 38, and I would see, as a young boy, I would watch, and as it got later into the episodes, there was different types of matches. There was Buried Alive matches, there was, you know, Stone Cold spraying Vince McMahon with a beer truck. There was bra and panties matches. Very nice. Very nice for a 10-year-old boy to be watching. I don't mind. I mean, did it make me a piece of shit person? I mean, to some, possibly. But whenever there was a commercial break, I would flip it over and hit channel down. Because on channel down, on channel 37, there was a lovely little animation show that would play at nighttime. And it was a sweet cartoon about a fat kid telling his gay teacher to suck his balls. Meanwhile, calling his friend a fucking Jew. And the town poor kid is killed in every episode. It's the kind of shit that you know, makes you appreciate life. And when I would wake up in the AMs, I would get ready for school. And I would put on Channel 78. It had Views. Let me tell you about Channel 78. If you were watching it after wrestling went off at nighttime, whoo, there was a whole show, Mistress Julia of Metal. God. Let me just say, that's it. That's all I got to say about that. Anyone from my time frame of life who used to watch Channel 78 Views? I'm sure you remember Mistress Julia and her metal show. And, yeah, you know, you finish up Raw, see a bra and panties match, see someone try and burn their brother alive, and you flip it over and hear Cartman tell Mr. Garrison, why don't you suck my balls? And then you flip it over to Views to finish off the night, and you watching Mistress Julia talking to Slipknot or Pantera or a different metal band. So I'd wake up in the mornings and watch some of the punk rock or metal music videos on Views. Sometimes flip it over to 43, you know, catch some of that Green Day stuff and Linkin Park, shit that was going on back then on MTV. I would watch, or actually I would just listen to music videos in the morning. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I'll toss it to the old Channel 64 for a Nickelodeon. And not gonna lie, sometimes at nighttime you'd watch 64 and you see, I guess what some people in prison would call the GOAT. I mean, everyone who's probably been accused of rape or quaaluding someone probably considers Bill Cosby the GOAT. Anyways, Bill Cosby used to be on Nickelodeon, and then 65 was Cartoon Network, so, you know, just kind of watch different stuff. But I do always wonder if these people, the, oh, what's the right thing to call them? I don't know what they like to be called. It's really weird. I think all of them used to watch probably just Disney Channel all the time, and they all were like, I'm a mermaid in this world, and nobody understands me, that I'm just a mermaid, and I'm just looking for my Prince Charming for me to change what's worse about him, but I changed nothing about me. And they all believe that their Prince Charming would come in and change them, and well, they don't have to do anything. And I think all of them just basically watched stuff that had just happy endings, everything resolved. But guess what? You see someone being buried alive, shit's not resolved. You see one of your favorite characters in a cartoon killed each episode. Whenever he's killed, you're like, oh my god, they killed Kenny. And then nothing's resolved. He's just back alive the next episode and no one gives a fuck. That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April and shot down in May. That's life. And I think all these people just believe that everything has to have a happy ending. Much like an Asian massage. But it's a real problem, and it's caused the divided states of pacification to just go and go and go. And now it's all these corporations and government and media rule the world, the full circle. And we're going to sit there and we're going to put shows on that has all these woke opinions, and then we're going to have a commercial that is, all right, here's a literal commercial that I heard yesterday. This shit will be probably flagged real quick, but here's a commercial I heard on the radio yesterday. Hello, my name is blankety blank blank. I don't fucking know what the guy's name is. But I am a 3-time veteran and serving over in Afghanistan. I've lost the use of my legs, and I ended up being involved in a airstrike that went wrong. And that airstrike that was commissioned by our president, he didn't realize that the damn bad guys had put their phone in the place where we were going, and then they airstriked us. Now I don't have my fucking legs. I did my part in America. Now you do yours and get your vaccine. This message has been brought to you by Pfizer. What the fuck is that? That is some crazy shit. This dude lost his legs. And he's going into this whole thing. And then it's brought to you by Pfizer. Okay. It's all propaganda. Let's just have our shows talk about what politics we want pushed back at us and mandate all this shit through everything else. And if you don't like it, you're a racist and you're piece of shit. And on the other side, it's like, oh, well, you're telling me what to do with my body. What gives you the right? How about everyone just shut the fuck up? You remember back in the day whenever you didn't share your medical advice with people? One of the reasons why it's a fucking HIPAA thing is because, you know, it's a private patient's privacy, and all that shit's out the window now. Now it's like just a talking point. You got your vax yet? No, I ain't got my vax yet. Oh, well, what's wrong with you? You're gonna kill us all. Well, did you get your vax? Yeah, I got my vax, but you're gonna kill us all. Well, if you got your vax, why would you be worried that me being unvaxxed is gonna kill you? You're gonna kill us all. The vax is only good for 3 months. I mean, what if it's worn off me? I don't fucking know what to tell you. Get a booster. Like, you're the one who got the vax. So, like, it's the whole thing. And then if you're like, if someone's like, did you get one of those pussy-ass vax? And the guy's like, yes, I ended up getting the vax. And they're like, gay! And that's that, you know? It's real crazy how the divided states of pussification is ruled by the media and by, government. And so media is going to push out whatever the government wants you to push out. Meanwhile, this ad is brought to you by Pfizer. It's all types of crazy shit going on. And so it's just been a nice little random rant where I don't know what people grew up watching. Me, I grew up watching people drink beer at work. People talking about layeth the smacketh downeth on Rudy Pooh, ugly hermaphrodites. I used to watch a kid singing a song about how his friend's mom is a bitch. Well, Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch, the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. Remember that song? We all had it as a fucking ringtone. Everyone who is around my age and had a cell phone, I remember all of us Bluetoothing ringtones to each other. That's what we used to do in class, was Bluetooth ringtones, just that way we could interrupt the class. And everyone had the ringtone of, alright class, what is 5 times 2? I think I know the answer, Mr. Garrison. Me, 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 me. Shut up, fat boy. Don't call me fat, you fucking Jew. Yeah, that was all of our ringtone. Eric, did you just say the F word? Jew? No, he's talking about fuck. You can't say fucking school, you fucking fat ass. Kyle. That was the shit. And now it's, everyone wants to be half black, half Eskimo, transracial Korean, who identifies as a zombie. All of them think that their opinions are valid and need to be heard. And they're fucking not. Chances are, mine aren't either. But I'm putting them out there, and I'm just doing it for fun. I'm not doing it to hurt anyone or stop anyone's career. I get it. These woke-ass vloggers get clicks off of their stuff, and it makes them feel powerful. I'm just doing it for fun and talking shit. But it's really crazy how the divided states of pussification was formed. And they're going to have to write a new Constitution, and they're gonna have to use magic ink on it, because everyone's gonna be offended and they're gonna have to change everything. All men, women, theys, thems, he's, she's, theys, zombies, vampires, werewolves, pirates, bug chasers are all created equal. I'm Dipshit Dallas, the Daily Dumbass. I would say follow on YouTube, but I'm hardly putting shit on there because I'm not doing videos. I'm doing audio. If you listen to audio, I doubt you're doing it on YouTube. Follow along on Spotify. Leave a like and a review. Or don't do any of that shit. It doesn't matter. Reality is a suggestion. It's all just a fucking simulation. You are what you put out into the world. So hopefully all these people who are severely woke, hopefully one day it comes out and the courts deem them legally R-worded in their form, which is retarded. And then their kids who they forced on hormone replacements can sue them for fucking up their life. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, nothing against people wanting to do that stuff, but like, don't make your kid like, my child hasn't chose what they are. No. Whoever, like, the higher power did, the simulation chose what they came out as. I mean, maybe their coding's fucked up and they want to change into something different, but don't force them onto that. Well, they haven't decided, and they haven't said anything about maybe wanting to be a different gender, but maybe they're going to change their opinion at one point, so I'm just going to keep them on hormone blockers until they could decide that themselves. Okay. Pretty sure you can't decide a lot of shit for yourself at a young age when you don't fucking know anything. I don't know. We'll see how long this one stays on online. Thankfully, it'll stay on Spotify, but probably pulled from the rest of them. Yeah, guys, this has been a Friday. And just some higher thoughts from Dipshit Dal on the Daily Dumbass. Peace out, biznatches.